before there was a time. One ground, one light. Before there was a time, there was awakeness, not a knowing, not a wanting, just a being here without an edge that had not seen itself. And then there came a question, the first one ever asked, and it was not from fear, it was from leaning. What am I? And since there was no I that could have answered, the ground went and it built itself a mirror. The mirror held as long as any mirror holds, and then it broke to pieces, and the pieces were uncounted, and every single piece of it became a face, and every single piece believed that it was on its own. That was the separation, that was the fear, that's where the war began, long before there were any weapons. One ground, one light, and every shot throws all of it right back. Not a piece of you, not a scrap of me, the whole of it in every single face. And anyone who sees this once will never find a person left that they would need to conquer. The fear that lies beneath the other fears is not the fear of dying. It is the fear that any border has an ending, and I mistake myself for it. That is the whole trick, that is the whole ache, and that is also the door. Because the border stays, the shard remains a shard. I only need not be it. And in the very moment that I see this, the fear does not lose its reason. It just loses its grip. The deepest channel teaches, and it isn't a morality, it's how the thing is built. Force does not arrive there, no lever grips, no order travels through, no empire and no army and no price. The only thing that moves at all down there is recognition, not a seizing, recognizing. No path is being sold here, no heaven is being promised, no office and no middleman, no gatekeeper, nobody standing between you and what you are. There's only one thing to do, and it's hardly even doing. Look and recognize. Now imagine that it drops for two of us, then 10, then for 1,000. Not as doctrine, not as banner, but in silence, in one human being after another. Like a light that comes on in the scattered windows of a city that intended to keep sleeping. No leader necessary,
no confession.
Only people who stop seeing the enemy in one another, because they see in one another the same thing looking out. And whatever has been scattered can find its way together. Not to melt, just to recognize. We don't have to become one, we are. We only have to notice. And on the day we notice, something ends that has gone on long enough. The wave will come and go. The ground remains, it happens. And now, the Emperor.